我们看马可福音第三章。
Let's turn to the Gospel according to Mark.
我们从十三节念到十九节。
We'll read from verse 13 through 19.
我们再看马可福音。
Let's look to the Gospel of Mark.
第十章。
Chapter 10.
从三十五集念起，念到四十五集。
We'll read from 35 to 45.
希伯来书第十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2.
经过前书第十章。
And finally, 1 Corinthians 10.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
造成我们在这里愿意交通这些的事。
This morning we're here to share some matters.
我们要交通到树林领袖的训练。
We are here to share this morning on this matter of the training of spiritual leadership.
我们也愿意看一点这个做树林领袖的代价。
We are going to see the cost of being spiritual leadership.
同时当然我们要看一点树林领袖的报酬。
And we want to see the recompense or reward of spiritual leadership.
最后我们要看一点树林领袖的那个危险。
And finally we'll see the danger or the peril of spiritual leadership.
我们盼望用这一点的时间我们要教导很多的事情。
We want to share all these different things at this limited time.
因为我们这一个是最后的
Because it's the last day before the day we conclude the conference.
我们知道树林的领袖是谁所拣选的。
We know that spiritual leadership is chosen according to the sovereignty of God.
我们一再的说，不是由于人，也不是。
We say it's not up to man nor through the agency of man.
完全是出于神主宰的拣选。
It's all up to God's sovereignty.
他拣选人并不是因为这个人有什么。
He chose a person not because that person is of anything.
如果他有的太多，反而叫他不能拣选。
If this person possesses too many natural things, they become a hindrance.
因为太多的人很容易。依靠他自己
because if you have too much, you have a tendency to rely on yourself.
所以我们看见说，神所拣选的人，并不是那些尊贵的人，乃是那些卑贱的人。
And so we see those who God has chosen are not those noble, but those that are humble.
有能力的人不多
not many are mighty.
神拣选软弱的人
，He chose the weak。
有智慧的人不多
，Not many are wise。
神拣选愚拙的人
，And He chose the foolish。
有的人不多
，Not many are
or
have。
神拣选那没有的人
，And He chose to have nothing。
所以没有人能在神面前可以夸口
，And so there's no one can boast before God。
神凭着他主宰的权柄来拣选。
And so God chose according to his sovereignty.
但是当神拣选人的时候
when God chose a person,
他不根据人的外貌
he does not look at the external appearance.
他不记得是根据人天然所有的
he does not choose according to your natural resource.
但是我们看见神所拣选的人最少有一件事
there's one thing in that person God is looking for.
最少他在神面前有一颗的心
At least he has to have a heart for the Lord
因为神看见人在他面前有那一颗向着他的心
When God sees that person has that heart toward himself
虽然这个人很卑贱
Even though he is very humble
虽然这个人很软弱
He's very weak
虽然这个人愚拙
He's very foolish
虽然这个人一无所有
Even though he has nothing
但是因为他的心是向着主的缘故
His heartTurns toward the Lord.
我们的神就拣选了他
And then our God will choose him.
神拣选他要在他身上做训练的工作
God chose him because God wants to do a work in him.
不是说一个人蒙神拣选了
It's not because the man is chosen by God.
这个人就立刻在神的手里成了有用的器皿
Not instantly he will become a vessel in God's hand.
实在是来当神拣选一个人的时候
But since he's speaking when God chose a person,
神根本不能用他
God cannot use him.
他拣选他
He chose him because he had a heart toward the Lord. He chose him
because
he desired to place himself in God's
hands.
Allow God the opportunity to train him. Allow God the opportunity to cultivate him. Allow God to do all the work that is necessary in his life. So we see,
主宰的拣选和训练并不冲突。
The of choosing and then the training are not contradiction. In a way, training is to fulfill the calling.
没有一个人被神一选，他就立刻就成了一个有用的器皿。
There's no such thing once you're chosen, you are able to be used by God.
甚至于我们看到保罗的历史。
We can see in the history of Paul.
当然我们知道保罗没有认识主的时候。
Before Paul knew the Lord,
在主神的主宰的里面，神实在已经在那里训练他了，只不过他不知道。
In the sovereignty of God, he already was receiving God's son, even though he knew it not.
因为当他做法利赛人的时候。
Because when he was a Pharisee, and he was very much acquainted with the law. Even though the insight of the law was not perfect, and all that he knew was according to the traditions of the Father. He did not approach the law according to Christ. But we can see that he was very well acquainted with the
scriptures.
We know that he can be used of the Lord. Because he relied on himself. He relied on the traditions of the Father. There was no revelation within him. He was never humble himself and fall before the Lord.
所以他不能被神用,
he cannot be used by the Lord. In fact, he was doing a great deal of damage to God's work.
在大马士的路上，当神的光照亮他的时候,
when the light shone on him on his way to Damascus,
他就倒在地上,
he fell flat on the ground.
他看见了那义者,
he saw the righteous one.
他又听见了天上的声音,
and he heard a voice from heaven.
他自己就完全降服于,
and he submit himself unconditionally to the Lord. Once he received grace, he began to go move around among the saints. And he was there testifying that Jesus is the Son of God. But we know this period was very, very short. And he's still not the vessel in God's hand that he can use him. In the days of the Arab desert, and he was learning there before the Lord. He discovered scripture in the light of Christ. He was being educated in the school of Christ.
又是他回来之后,
after he returned,
我们看见他还要经过更多的训练,
he still has to go through much training.
一直到最后, 神才能在他身上大大的使用。
Until then the Lord can really use him.
所以我们知道灵修的训练也是非常的重要。
So we can see that the training of spiritual leadership is very vital.
在属灵的事情上没有天才。
In the scripture, in the spiritual leadership, there is no such thing as talent. We have to learn all the lessons we need to learn before the Lord. Spiritual training We cannot get that in an ordinary school. We cannot get that through a seminary or Bible school. We cannot have special training classes for spiritual leadership. If you organize a class to train spiritual leadership, we will discover one thing. The product of our training will become the greatest hindrance. All these people that are being trained in this particular class, because they knew they are trained to be leadership. And so they have acquired a little training, they acquire a little knowledge, acquire a little method. They feel they are qualified to be leaders. They are very jealous leaders. Possibly that the knowledge that they acquired was sufficient. Maybe the knowledge they acquired mentally was a bit too much. But according to God's sight, he is not a spiritual person. God's work is a spiritual work. And so to be a leader, you must be a spiritual person. Another word. Spiritual leadership, the education of spiritual leadership cannot be trained by man. Spiritual education can only be taught by the Holy Spirit. Sure, sometimes God does use the assistance of some human beings. We have to realize the only teacher that can train us spiritually is the Lord Jesus himself. And only in the spirit of Christ can we learn of Christ. When the Lord was on the earth, the Lord used 3.5 years to train them. The Lord is not on earth today. We know the Spirit, Holy Spirit is on this earth. And so the training, the work of training is in the hands of the Holy Spirit. We have to be in the school of God. And the instruction of the Holy Spirit. We are there to learn all the lessons we are needed to learn. Those lessons are spiritual lessons. We see when the Lord was on the earth. The best example we can learn is when the Lord took the disciples, taught the disciples, and trained them to be leaders. At that time, many were following the Lord. And many were called disciples. And many of the people there crowned the Lord. Even the Lord was full of compassion for them. And he looked at them as though sheep without shepherd. And he wanted very much to give himself to them. But we know in those 3.5 years, he was not concentrated on the multitude. He was concentrated on the 12 that he had chosen. Why? Because the spiritual leadership cannot be mass produced. Spiritual leadership needs to be individually, one by one, trained by God himself. Our Lord only has chosen 12. 12 is already too many.
已经够多了。
Our Lord considered 12 already too many.
当然我们知道是12个人的光景。
We know the condition of those 12.
这12个人都是不像样的人。
These are people of nothing.
这12个人身上都有许许多多的难处。
All these 12, they have much difficulty in their personal life.
这12个人在神的手里需要很多的对付。
All these 12, they need to be dealt with by the Lord.
我们的就是
The Lord has chosen the
12.
He chose according to his will.
So we see
being chosen is up to the sovereignty of God. And after he chose
them,
how did he train them?
圣经告诉我们说,
The scripture tells us,
主把12个人拣下来,要他们与他同在。
He brought those 12 to be with him.
第一件事,
What first thing?
就是要这12个人与他在一起。
He wanted those 12 to be with him.
日夜在一起。
Day and night to be with him.
我们的主到哪里去,他们也到哪里去。
Wherever the hour goes, they are there with him.
这12个人是一直一直在一起的。为什么要他们与他在一起？因为当他们与他在一起的时候。Because when they are with him，他们就多有机会来认识主。They have more opportunity to know him。当他们来认识主的时候。They come to know him。也同时因着认识主的缘故，而且更认识自己。Because they know the Lord and they began to know themselves。
弟兄姊妹，我们没有一个人是认识自己的人。We none of us really know ourselves。圣经告诉我们说，人心比万物都诡诈。The scripture says the heart is more deceitful above all things。坏到极处，corrupted to the such
extent。不但把人骗过了，把我们自己也骗过。We
not only deceive others, we even deceive
ourselves。我们不认识我们，we
do not know
ourselves。唯一我们能认识自己的路。
The only way to know ourselves is in the light of the Lord.
在主的光里面，我们就得见了光。
And His light we receive light.
所以你要看见在这里。
We can see here.
主就把12个人与他在一起。
So the Lord brought the 12 to Himself.
让他们一次看见主。
And allow them to see the Lord.
他们一次听见主的声音。
Allow them to hear the voice of the Lord.
他们一次看见主的荣美。
They see the beauty of the Lord.
当他们与他一同住的时候，
when they dwell with him,
他们就开始看见自己是何等的败坏，是何等的不堪。
They began to see how unworthy and how corrupt they are.
叫他们肯让主在他们的身上做不足的工作。
And they are willing to allow the Lord to do the work in their lives.
让他们愿意在主面前接受十字架的工作。
And willing to receive the work of the cross.
自等到他们身上就开始起了变化。
Until there is transformation taking place in their lives.
你的女给我们看见。
Here we see
领袖的训练。
The training of student leadership
最重要的。
The most important
thing
is to be with the Lord.
一直在那里看见主。
Seeing the Lord there all the time.
日夜在哪里看见,
day and night looking at him.
你一直在哪里看,
and beholding him.
慢慢你这个自己就失去了,
and gradually you lose yourself.
你也甘心乐意让你的自己失去,
and you're willing to let yourself go.
我们不愿意失去我们自己,
we don't want to let ourselves go.
因为我们认为自己太好了,
because we think we are good.
我们有许多美丽的地方,
we have many good qualifications.
我们是 当我们感觉自己不好的时候,
we realize we are nothing.
那是败坏的,
all the that corrupt.
我们愿意去无视我们自己,
we want the Lord to allow the Lord to remove them.
但是那些天然的好,
all the natural good.
那些天然的,
all the natural beauty.
我们喜欢把它,
we want to hold on to them.
我们不但要把它守住,
we not only want to hold on to them,
我们还要加增它,
we want to improve them.
我们还要去修饰它,
we want to cultivate them,
让它现在更美丽,
we want to even more beautiful.
但是弟兄姊妹, 一直在那里看住的时候,
we are there beholding the Lord.
因为与他一直在一起,
because we are there with him.
一直在那里交通,
always there
for him. 他的荣耀,
His glory. Both all the awkwardness. Right? Daniel. In the scripture, Daniel was one of the perfect persons. In a way, Daniel was very perfect. He was a beautiful person. But the scripture says, when the Lord revealed himself, he fell on the ground as though he was dead. He said to the Lord, he said, Lord, he said, my glory is become turned into corruption. I thought all these things they were my glory. But in the sight of your glory, I see all these are nothing but corruption. Brothers and sisters, if you want to be a spiritual leadership, you need such training. You need to be there with the Lord all the time. You have to be there beholding Him. Because you're beholding Him. All your glory will turn into corruption. Until that
brothers and sisters,
you are a person that's
trained.
If you go in the way you are today,
and
if you come out, you still the same way
you were before.
You only acquire some mental knowledge. Your natural beauty is still did not turn into corruption. From glory to glory. Because you have added much knowledge. Brothers and sisters, that is shows that you have no education before God. Maybe you get education from man. But before God, you have no training at all. They are not worthy to be
spiritual.
We need to see the Lord. We need to see ourselves. We have to see our glory is our corruption. And then the Lord can use us. So we see the training of spiritual leadership. It's not a matter of intellectual understanding. It is the education of the whole person. It is
strength
of character. When the Lord was training this
subject,
he did not emphasize the matter of work. Of course, they follow the Lord.
And
they witnessed how the Lord works. Naturally, they learn something about the Lord's work. And the Lord sent them out. And allow them to have some practical experience. And when they face difficulty, they can turn to the Lord. To ask the Lord for help. The Lord did such a thing. Lord instructed them. And the Lord taught them much
better.
But brothers and sisters, when you see how the Lord trained them, he's emphasizing on their character. Our character. We need to be recreated. In the works of the Lord, the most important thing is the workers. The worker. If the Lord cannot work into us, his character, then we have no part in God's work.
你知道今天许多神的工作受到损害。
We see that many of the Lord's work today suffered much damage.
都是一个性格的原因。
It's all because of character.
不是因为方法不够好。
Not because the method was not good enough.
不是因为知识不够多。
It's not because of lack in knowledge.
乃是因为那个器皿的性格上面有问题。
But because of the character of the vessel has question.
如果人的性格上有问题,
if there is a question in that, in the character,
你所建造的,
all that you build,
都被你自己摧毁,
you destroy yourself.
所以一无所成,
so you have accomplished nothing.
因此我们主在地上训练他门徒的时候,
so when the Lord was training the 12,
因为这些的门徒都是将来的领袖,
because all these 12 are the leaders of the future.
所以特别注意他们性格方面难道,
so the Lord paid much attention about their character.
我们已经提过彼得,
we mentioned Peter.
我们看见彼得他的性格,
we saw Peter's character.
他怎么样喜欢做头,
how he likes to be the leader.
他怎么样多言多语,
how he is a person or much speech,
他怎样行动他的行动形式,
and how impulsive he was.
所以我们看见主一直在那里对应付他自己的心,
and so we see the Lord was dealing him in all this matter.
我们也看见过约翰的光景,
see John's character,
主称他是为子,
the Lord called him the thunder,
主也在那里对应付他,
and the Lord was dealing
with him. 很知道主的爱成着主之谁亚约翰的身上,
I'm sure the love of the Lord was working into his life.
所以属灵领袖的训练是重在性格的训练,
so the important thing of spiritual leadership is this matter of spiritual character,
并不是重在外面的知识,
it's not on your external knowledge,
也不是重在工作的技术,
it's not on the matter of your work,
乃是重在属灵的性格,
it is this matter of spiritual character.
那么属灵的性格是怎么造成的呢?
And how do we educate or train spiritual character?
圣经里头有这样一句话,
the scripture has this word,
在哥林多后书第三章,
Second Corinthians chapter 3,
说我们常作脸观看主的荣光,
we turn our face toward the Lord,
这样我们就开始变化,
then we began to change,
荣上加荣,
we change from glory to glory,
这是他的形状的变化,
a change according to his image,
那是借着主的灵来变化,
according to the Holy Spirit,
那就是说,
that is to say,
如果我们的主在这里,
if the Lord is here,
我们就藏着脸观看他,
we look, we behold him,
我们与他面对面,
we face to face,
当我们这样与他面对面生活的时候,
when you come face to face with him,
你就看见圣灵就在我们里面做工,
we can see the Holy Spirit began to do the work,
他就在那里开始做变化的工作,
transformation,
把我们变化成为主的形象,
and we are being transformed into his life,
那是荣上加荣,
and that is from glory to glory,
所以这个是性格上的训练,
this is the training of a character,
有了性格上的训练,
it is training of the character,
然后我们看见才能在工作的技术上可以再多一点的帮助,
and then we can see that in the work there will be some help,
所以这个是我们的主训练人的那个原则,
so this is the principle of spiritual training.
我们的主怎样训练他的门徒呢?
How does he train them?
我们如果看四福音的话,
we look at the four gospels,
我们看见有几件事, 他特别加以训练,
we can see the few points that he tried to educate them.
当然第一件事是训练他们来认识主的自己,
of course the first thing is to bring them to a real knowledge of the Lord himself.
我们对于主的认识,
Knowing the Lord, we cannot know the Lord according to book, we cannot know the Lord according to man's teaching, we can only know the Lord by way of revelation. When the Lord asked disciples,
is
it what do men say I am, who I am? When the Lord asked this question, that was the moment when he was being rejected by the people.
他们门徒说有的人说你是以利亚有的人说你是耶利米,
and some say you are Elijah, some say you are Jeremiah.
主说那么你们说我是谁?
The Lord said, who do you say that I am?
你们以为 昼夜在一起。
You be with me day and night.
你们只有这么认识的人生。
Do you really know me?
西门彼得说啊。
And Simon Peter
said, 你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
You are Christ, the Son of the living God.
主怎么说？
What the Lord says?
说西门巴约拿。
This is Simon Bar-Jonah.
你是有福的。
You blessed are you.
因为这个不是血肉之子你。
Because the flesh and blood did not reveal you.
乃是我天上的父之子你。
It's my Father who revealed to you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
我们如果一主有孝顺的话
if we have fellowship with the Lord,
我们就要从从那里得到启示
we then will receive revelation from him
我们能真正认识他究竟是谁
then we can really know who he is
好像约翰在约翰一书里面这样说
like in the Epistle of John
我们把这个生命的道报告给你们
we share the word of life we share with you
这个生命的道和我们
This word of life is what we have heard.
是我们亲眼看见。
We saw it.
是我们亲手摸过。
We handle it.
那个生命的道。
That word of truth.
所以我们看见。
So we see here.
我们对主的认识必须是成熟的认识。
So our knowledge of the Lord must be first hand.
必须是根据启示来认识。
It has to be according to revelation.
那么这个启示从哪里来的呢？
Now where does this revelation come?
就是你与主在那里自己最近的时候而来的。
It's when you are near the Lord and with the Lord.
这种启示从哪里来的？
Where does this revelation come from?
那也是当你学习受主的祝福同时你也去对付主的时候
It's when you know the Lord you're being dealt by the Lord and you deal with the Lord
在这样互相的对付的里面你对主才有真正的认识
When there's this mutual dealing between you and the Lord you come to a real knowledge of the Lord himself
有的时候是主在哪里对付我
Sometimes the Lord is the one who's dealing with you
圣灵在哪里光照我
The Holy Spirit is lightening you
圣灵在环境里面来管制我们
And the Holy Spirit is disciplining you through the environment
叫我们在圣灵面前有所认识
So that we can learn the Lord
有的时候是我们到主的面前
And sometimes we have to come to the Lord
我们有问题
We have questions
我们有难受
We have difficulty
我们带到主的面前
Bring them to the Lord
我们仰望主来拯救我们
We seek the Lord to deliver
就是在这样互相去这个对付的里面
Yes, in this mutual dealing
我们就学习了应当学习的
We learn the lessons we ought to learn
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
属灵灵修的训练
The training of spiritual leadership
乃是要训练真正的认识基督
is the training of knowing the Lord himself
认识基督叫神永远属于你的地位
knowing Christ and the center in the center of God's purpose
认识基督在我们个人身上的地位
knowing Christ's place in our lives
认识基督在教会中的地位
knowing Christ in the place of the church
认识基督在一切的人事物中间的地位
knowing Christ in all that is related to this life
我们多多的来经历基督
we need to experience the Lord
这样我们这个人才能成为一个器
and then we become a vessel
第二
second
我们不但要认识基督
we not only need to know the Lord
我们看见主在四福音里面
we can see in the four gospels
多次在那里要他的门徒学习十字架的功课
and he desire us to learn the lessons of the cross
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
十字架乃是一个中心
cross is the center
如果今天一个要做属灵领袖的人
if a person desire to be a spiritual leader
他对十字架没有真正的学习
if he had no real he has not learned any real lessons from the cross
这个人在神的手里就不能被使用
so this kind of person cannot be abused
我们的主乃是钉十字架的主
our Lord is the Lord who was crucified
如果没有十字架就没有基督
if there's no cross there's no Christ
必须经过苦难
Christ needs to suffer.
然后进到荣耀的里面,
then enter into glory.
在十字架的上面,
on the cross.
他成功了一切的救赎,
he accomplished the redemption.
所有基督的成功都在十字架里头,
all the works of the Lord are accomplished on the cross.
所以我们知道仇敌就在那里要叫主不要上十字架,
and so the devil is there to hinder the Lord from going to the cross.
他甚至用彼得来牵住不要上十字架。
But now the Lord, our Lord faced Jerusalem,
他往十字架上面去,
and he went all the way through,
直到他钉在十字架上,
until he was nailed to the cross.
因此就带进复活,
and then he brought in resurrection,
带进圣经,
ascension.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们这一般圣主的人,
we are those who belong to the Lord,
我们必须对十字架有深切的学习,
we need the deep work of the cross.
你如果在四方应里看见我们的主,
if you read the gospel, you see the Lord,
他一次两次三次,
once, twice, and thrice,
他多次在那里把十字架摆在门徒的面前,
and he brought the cross in front of the disciples.
做主的门徒不是一件容易的事,
to be a disciple is not an easy matter.
我们的主也从来不欺骗我们,
and the Lord never tried to deceive us.
他在那里对我们说,
he told us,
如果人要跟从我,
if anyone wants to be a disciple,
就要舍己背十字架来跟从,
you must deny yourself and pick up the cross.
你如果不背你的十字架, you不配做我的门徒,
you're not willing to pick up your cross, you are not worthy to be my disciple.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
十字架必须在我们身上,
the cross needs to do its work in us.
我们许多的心思意念,
there are many thoughts in our life,
都是自然的心思,
they are all natural thoughts.
有的也许多人看是很好的,
according to man, that may be good,
但是我们的心思需要十字架来解决,
but our mind needs to be cleansed and renewed by the cross.
你记得彼得在那里劝主说主啊, 万不可如此,
and Peter was pleading the Lord, said, not so Lord,
你不要上十字架,
do not go to the cross. You must love yourself. And our Lord is certain that it's a day behind. Because you mind the things with flesh, not mind the things with spirit.
然后就说,
and then the Lord said,
人如果不舍己, 背起他的十字架, 来跟从我,
and then the Lord said, if you do not deny yourself and pick up the cross, you cannot be my disciple. For my sake, you lose all things.
你就要这个生命,
you will gain life.
你如果要这个灵魂的生命,
you want to preserve your soul life,
你要失去你的生命,
you lose your life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们的心思需要受十字架的罪,
our soul life needs to be crucified.
哎呀，我们思想真是多,
we have much up here.
我们人越聪明思想越多,
the more we think we're wise, the more
confident
we are. We have many ways and many opinions.
可以说我们的思想永远不停止的,
as though our thinking path is always there, thinking.
但是你知道谁在哪里操纵我们的思想,
you know who is manipulating your thinking?
那是我们这堕落的自己,
it is foreign nature for us.
我们经常就是欺骗我们自己,
our natural self is kind to ourselves.
我们欺骗人的思想,
so we kind to our own thinking.
我们需要十字架的对付,
we need the work of the cross.
叫我们有基督耶稣的心思为心,
so that we have the heart of Christ.
叫我们肯舍弃我们的自己,
so we are not, we'll be willing to let go of ourselves.
叫我们肯做众人的用人,
we want to be a servant to all.
这个需要十字架在我们心思里头做工,
this is the work of the cross in our mind.
哎呀，我们的情感也需要十字架来,
our emotion needs the work of the cross.
有的人是情感的人,
some people are very emotional.
有的人是思想的人,
some people are more intellectual.
知道思想需要受征服,
emotion needs to be dealt with.
所以我们主告诉我们说,
So the Lord
tells us, if you love
your parents, your sisters, but more than that, you are not worthy to be my
disciples.
That doesn't mean that the Lord does not want you to love your mother, or love your children, or love your wife or husband, or not even our own life. This life belongs to the Lord.
So
you ought to love
it.
Oftentimes, this love is a love of the flesh or a love of the
emotion.
The more we love, and the more we comfort
ourselves.
The more we love ourselves, God's love can now flow out from us. So he wants to deal with the
emotion.
This emotion is under the control of a fallen nature. Because of this, once this emotion is expressed, it's so much harm.
It
created many problems.
Our
emotion needs to be dealt with.
And
not only emotion needs to work
on the cross,
even our will needs to work on the cross. And some people, they have no will.
As though there
is the blowing by the wind. So which direction the wind
blows,
they have no will. And some people have strong will, like iron.
You
cannot move it. Brothers and sisters, all this needs to be cured by the cross. One who has no will, he needs to look at the cross. Allow his will to be strengthened. And desire what God desires. And the one who has a strong will
needs
to do the work of the cross. So he can be deferred, not my will, but your will. Brothers and sisters, if we are to be used of the Lord, our will needs to be. Our intellect needs to be built by the cross. Sometimes our will needs to be strengthened by the grace of the Lord. Sometimes we need the work of the cross to weaken our will. All these are practical lessons we need to learn. This is a training of
spirituality.
This is not a teaching of the cross.
This
is the application of the work of the cross in our lives. Brothers and sisters,
is
the work of the cross in our lives. Paul wrote the Galatians. After now on, do not disturb me. Because in my life, I have the mark of the cross.
What is
the mark?
It is
the mark of the cross. And the life of Paul, they are wounds of the cross. They are a wound. The Lord's life can flow all through all his wounds. Allow many to be helped in ministry. Brothers and sisters, if we are a perfect person, we are Job was a perfect person. Job was a perfect person. He was self-righteous. He wanted to preserve his perfect
person.
But he thought this is glorifying to God. But in God's sovereign arrangement, God dealt with it. God their department.
And 谁在那里对付他?
God was there dealing with it.
对付到一个地步,
dealing to a point.
又说不算是个完整的人。
Job was no longer a perfect person.
他变成一个
He became a broken person. Because his brokenness,
we can see the
blessing of the Lord was upon him many times.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, are we a broken person? If we are still a perfect person,
have
we never been broken before?
好像摩亚从来没有从一个石头到另外一个湖里头去。It's like a mora, pour from one vessel to the other.
Many of God's servants, many of those who serve in the church, many of those who are so-called leaders, never was empty before, never was full
out.
Because of this, how can the Lord bless his work? Spiritual leaders are those who know what it means to be broken. They are not perfect people. Sometimes because they are too perfect. Therefore the Lord has no way through them. But today you are a broken vessel in
heaven.
Then God has a way through us. And so Paul says according to the 2nd Corinthians chapter 4, he
says,
we have this treasure in the, with an earthen vessel, and to demonstrate the power, it's not according to us, according to the Spirit. We have
却不被困住，心里受难，却不知失望。
We are affected in every way and not crushed, perplexed and not despairing, persecuted but not forsaken, struck down but not destroyed. There are many wounds. Therefore, the treasure shines.
所以我们在四部人看见主在那里训练他们学习十字架的功课。So
we see the Lord was teaching the cross, the lessons of the cross.
那第三,
third point,
主在那里训练他们谦卑的功课。
The Lord was teaching them the lesson of humility.
多次我们看见,
many times we see
这些的门徒本身都是没有什么的。
We see that all this stuff naturally they have nothing. Even though they are weak and nothing. And they are still there wrestling who is the leader among them. We do not, don't laugh at those
12 disciples.
We are those 12 disciples.
我们实在没有什么,
we have nothing. But we are still wrestling with our brothers and sisters. Who is the leader among us? We all want to be the first. But the Lord tell us. He told them. He taught them many
times.
Sometimes the Lord brought a child before them. He put the child in the middle of
them.
Not only to teach them, he wanted to see.
他说, 连弱的电话, 回答电话, 像个小孩子的样子就不能进
圣殿。 If you're not willing to be changed like one of the little ones, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
那现在你谁是最大的呢？
You say, who's the greatest in the kingdom?
那是像个小孩子的人。
It's one who like a little child.
那当然我们的主的意思并不是说
the meaning of the Lord,
我们要像小孩子的
幼稚的。 Right, the Lord does not mean it's being childish.
是看到我们像小孩子的样子。
We cannot do anything. So we have to trust the Lord. We need to learn to be humble. Four.
圣经里面四福音里面
In the four Gospels,
就也一直教导他们祷告的功课
And the Lord taught them the lessons of prayer.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
有的时候
你在哪里祷告，对他们榜样。
And sometimes the Lord prays to set an example.
你在哪里祷告的时候
，When the Lord prays,
门口看见主的祷告。
When they see the Lord pray,
他们里面就有个渴慕的心。
And they create in them a longing.
他们是主啊，教导我们。
The Lord teaches how to pray.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
主在哪里教导他们祷告
？The Lord taught them how to pray.
我们要常常祷告，不可灰心。
That pray and without thinking.
Yeah. 我们要精心祷告。
We have to watch and pray.
一点儿都不能离合。
Not to fall into temptation.
祷告这一个功课。
This lesson of prayer.
那是心灵的领袖所必须学习的功课。
This is one of the lessons that the spiritual leader must learn.
看这些今天有许多做领袖的人。
Sorry to say, many of the leaders today, because they have not learned the lesson of prayer. They can do a work in front of people. They can even preach before
us.
But in the back, they do not have a quiet life before the Lord. They do not know how to pray and to work through prayer.
这样的工作都是暂时。
All that kind of work is temporal.
一时有兴奋
，there is momentary there will be some excitement.
过了就完了。
I want to go is gone.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
一个做属灵领袖的人必须在祷告上受训练。
To be a spiritual leader, you must learn the lesson of prayer.
神的工作乃是在膝盖上来做的。
God's work is being done in the hidden place.
神的工作不是用手来做的。
God's work is not done by hand.
更不是用口来做的。
It's not done by your mouth.
乃是用你的膝盖来做。
It's done on your knee.
戴德森先生，
他进去了，
就是内地会的创办人
，the founder of China Inner
Work。我们在中国的信徒，我们一直感恩先生为他的生
命。We Chinese believers, we thank the Lord for this vessel.
因为神用他把福音带到我们中国的内地。
Because the Lord used him to bring gospel to China.
戴德森先生一生中间有一件特殊的事情。
In his life, there was one particular experience.
那是许多的人常常提起的。
It's one of the experiences that people often mention.
他懂得祷告。
He knows prayer.
他说
，He says,
我们能单单接受祷告。
We can only use prayer.
我们能叫神起来做。
We can then God can rise up and work.
我们能借助祷告。
We can use prayer.
能借助神叫人起来做。
We can ask through prayer God can raise man to do the work.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
这个就是主训练他的门徒。
This is how the Lord trained his disciples.
我们有心
，We have a heart.
我们跟主拣选
，We are chosen.
主就要在我们身上做训练。
And the Lord will begin His training.
他要在多方面来训练。
He will train us in many ways.
叫我们能成为有用的。
So that we can be of useful vessels.
但是当然，我们知道要做属灵的领袖。
But we know to be a spiritual leader.
是需要付相当的代价。
It's costly.
许多人愿意做领袖。
many do desire to be a leader, but they do not want to pay the cost. If you are unwilling to allow the cross to its work, then you have no power to impart to others. How can that person be a leader? And so we see to be a spiritual leader, it is a very costly matter. But if you are not prepared to pay the cost, the Lord said, "Do not come and follow me." Have we been quiet before the Lord?
计算这个代价,
and count the cost.
你知道, 当我们起来跟从主的时候,
when we follow the Lord, and many of them have not counted the cost.
那是一时所期待你行动,
so they were stirred by emotion.
如果传道人在那里讲道的时候,
and because the preacher, when he was preaching,
他讲了一些动人的故事,
and he was saying some moving words. And talk about the love of the law and how the people love the law. And you stir up emotionally. And the preacher would say,
if
you move by the Holy Spirit, you must give yourself to preach. I was telling myself that way. When I was nearly saved, I seek the Lord's saving grace for over a year. So one day, the Lord's mercy came upon me. At that time, there was a big revival. At the end of that series of meetings, and the preacher was preaching on this matter, consecration. At that time, when he mentioned consecration, it means you have the
consecration.
Of course, the preacher was wrong. But that now we know every Christian must be a consecrated person. Consecration means not for the Lord. That means you have to preach for the Lord. If you look for the Lord, if you want to preach, you preach. Consecration is allow the Lord to do a work in your life. It's not for you to work for Him. This is consecration. Well, so at that time, the one who preached was on Korea and I was on
Korea.
And so the last message was on this matter of consecration. And on the board, there was a big map of China. And he was
speaking.
The way how the Lord loves you. If you love him, you have to consecrate yourself to be a
leader.
When you want to go, it's up to you. I was greatly moved. I was really saved. Full of zeal. And also I was very young. I was only 15. I was thinking, I love the Lord. I love the Lord more than anyone else. I want to go to the first most difficult place to serve the Lord. And then the
preacher
said, those who want to be consecrated, come up
to the front.
Wherever you want to go, put your finger and our brother comes
to the office of the
and our brother comes from his finger to Mongolia. Because in those that we thought Mongolia is the furthest point in China and the most difficult place. Francis is in a lot of me. I was really, really, I was
really.
after I was consecrated,
only
the first year,
I
prayed in Mongolia. I always look for books about Mongolia. I want to know about Mongolia. And I had
decided,
after I graduated from high school, I will not go to college. For your college, you waste your time. So I look for a Bible school. I want to study Bible. Prepare myself. I want to go to teach. The Lord honors my heart. The Lord knows my heart is right. But thank the Lord. Not long after. Maybe 2 years after that, the Lord allowed me to see. Even though He honored my heart, but that was not His will. Even today, I haven't been to Mongolia. Thank the Lord. I want to give an illustration. If you want to be a vessel in God's hands, you must be willing to count the cost. And what is that cost? That cost is your very life. Brothers and sisters, the Lord does not want anything that belongs to you. Our Lord is holy. And the people of the world, they can demand this and demand that from you. Because of position, because of our relationship, they have the right to demand things. There's no one can demand or require your life. Only the one who has given his life to us, he can require your life. Brothers and sisters, the cost of discipleship is your very life. If you cannot give your life, do not desire to be a leader. You can never, because you cannot lead others. Because the Lord tells us, because I come not to be served, I will come to serve others. Even lay down my life and for the ransom of many. The Lord tells us, we have to love our brethren and lay down our lives for them. Brothers and sisters, the cost of your leadership is your very life. Those who preserve their own life, you cannot be a leader. To be a leader, the cost you pay is lonely. To be a leader, because the Lord has given you a foresight. He allows you to see, but no one else sees. Because he's very lonely. Nobody else sees it. He wants to share what he saw with others. But the others have not seen it yet. He has to walk that way, that lonely way. Like a shepherd who wants to lead the sheep. He cannot put himself within the flock. He has to walk in front of the flock. This kind of condition is very lonely. I remember Brother Stark told me. He told me once. At that time he was a pastor in the Baptist church. The Lord revealed his eternal purpose to him. And the Lord allowed him to see the nature of the church is heavenly. And he said he spent a year preaching how the Lord showed him. It's after I preached for 1 whole year. Only one brother saw it. Only one of the deacons saw it. He saw it.
So you can see
the way is very lonely. You see, Moses is also a very lonely person. And he went up to the mountain himself alone for 40 days. To receive God's law. When the Israelites rebelled, he went up to the mountain. 40 days he was there by himself. To be a leader, it is a lonely life. Paul lived a lonely life. Even though he is his companion. Because what he saw more than his companion. But he liked to share and tell with his co-workers. But there are words he cannot share. So they cannot understand. They can see to be a spiritual leader is a very lonely person. And he said, the whole Asia departed from me. Brothers and sisters, if you desire to be a spiritual leader, you have to be prepared to live a lonely life. To be a spiritual leader, you have to pay another cost. Prepare to be persecuted and to be criticized.
有的时候一个做领袖的人他在那里服侍弟兄姊妹。
Sometimes a leader is serving the Lord.
他因为弟兄姊妹一定很欣赏他。
And he thought, for instance, also appreciate him.
他这样的敬礼服侍他们。
Because how devoted he was.
那他们应当很欣赏他这样。
They all should be very appreciative.
但是很惊奇的。
But strange enough.
不但弟兄姊妹不欣赏。
Not only the brothers is not appreciative.
并且常常批评他。
Sometimes they criticize him.
你知道。
Do you know?
如果你不要受批评的话,
if you do not desire to be criticized,
就不要做领袖,
do not desire to become a leader.
如果不做领袖,
if you don't want to be a leader,
你不但不受批评,
you not only will not be criticized,
你还有批评的权利,
and you all can criticize others.
但是一个做领袖的人,
but to be a spiritual leader,
他要准备出这个代价,
you have to prepare to pay this cost.
如果今天他在神的面前,
if he before the Lord,
神在他里面,
and the Lord in his heart,
给他有所看见,
give him some seeing,
给他有所托付,
give him some trust,
他是真心的去做,
he must be faithful to do it.
就是人批评他,
if people criticize,
人误会他,
if people misunderstood him,
就是人批评他,
if men rejected him,
他要往前去,
he still has to go on.
要向着他的神忠心,
be faithful to the Lord.
我们做领袖的人,
those who are in a place of leadership, you must prepare to be rejected by others.
你知道许多的时候,
many, many times,
当一个做领袖的人还活着的时候,
when a leader
is still living, 人不欣赏他,
people do not appreciate him.
当他死了之后,
after he passed on,
人就用丢他的石头使他
and they began to use the stone they threw at him to build a monument. This is often done. This is what a leader must be willing to pay.
但是,
but
不是说只有代价,
that doesn't mean it's only cost without rewards.
我们知道,
we know the reward of the leadership is the Lord himself. When he is faithful to the Lord, and the Lord will be giving more of himself to him. The comfort of a leader is to see that his work, when the Lord saw the work, saw his labor, and he was satisfied.
一个做领袖的人,
those who are leaders,
出了很大的代价,
they pay a great cost.
到了那一天,
in that day,
就说,
the Lord will say,
好, 良善忠心的仆人。
Good and faithful servant.
你可以进来享受耶稣的
名。You can come in and to the joy of your Lord.
这一个就是做领袖人的享受。
This is the reward of a leader.
今天我们在地上。
Here we on earth.
要跟从我们的主。
We have to follow the Lord.
到了那一天。
In that day.
我们要与他一同的荣耀。
They will be glorified with him.
最后。一个做领袖的人有极大的危险。
To be in a present leadership, there are dangers.
所以圣经说，人以为自己站得稳的要小心。
So the scripture says, you think you can stand, take heed.
越是做领袖的人，他的那个试探越大。
So for those who are in the present leadership, you have greater temptation.
第一个试探就是骄傲。
First compassion is by
一个人被神使用了
When we are used by God
他就很容易里面起了骄傲的
It's easy to have pride in your spirit
因为说神这样的祝福我因为我有可祝福的地方
You are thinking the way that the Lord is blessing you because you are worthy of his blessing
神这样的用我因为我有可用之处
The Lord is using me because you found something good in me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，许多的人想少用他一点，他是骄傲的，没有办法。
Brothers and sisters, some brothers and sisters, the Lord uses a little bit, and they become very, very proud.
因此，神是不能更多的用他。
Therefore, God cannot use him any further.
许多圣灵的领袖都在骄傲的上面跌倒了。
Many of God's servants they fail.Because of this matter of pride.
箴言十六章十八节说
Proverbs 26, 18 tells us,
他说骄傲在败坏之前
He said, pride is the corruption. Pride is before corruption.
狂心呢就一刀之前
Arrogance is before fall.
如果一个人在神面前里面充满有了骄傲的心
If a person who has a secret pride in his heart
以为自己了不起了
As though he thinks he's something
所以就这样的用我
That's why the Lord was using him
知道就该信
That's why you fall
许多神用的人知道
Many of God's servants have failed
何等可惜的事
It's very sorrowful
大卫被神大大的使用
David was mightily used by God
但是当他晚年的时候
At the end of his years
他要数遍以色列的百姓
He was to count number the Israelites
他为什么要数遍以色列百姓呢
Why he wants to number the Israelites
因为他要知道
Because he wants to know
他有多少的军队
He will know how many troops he has
他的国是多强
How strong he was
神祝福了他
God bless them.
但是他要知道这个祝福究竟是多大。
He wanted to know how big that blessing he really had.
这个是骄傲。
This is pride.
据说神在那里管制他。
And therefore God dealt with him severely.
感谢主。
Thank God.
他悔改。
He repented.
因着他悔改的缘故。
Because his repentance.
反而在他的悔改的里面。
After he repented.
神给他更大的恩典。
God gave him more grace.
神借着大卫。
God used David
拣选了将来圣殿的那个地基
chose the place for the temple of God
乌西亚
Uzziah
神祝福他
God blessed him
叫他的国强盛
and his nation was strong
也非常的富足
it was very prosperous
就叫起来
he become proud
叫到这个地步
proud to a point
他跑到圣殿里面要去烧香了
He went to the temple to burn incense
因为说他配来烧香
Because he thought he was qualified to burn incense
据说生了大麻风
And because the leprosy came upon him
西西家王
Hezekiah
被主大用
He was used by the Lord
就听他的祷告
You know how he fell
仇敌打败
He defeated his enemy
就祝福他
The Lord blessed him
他也为此是做了许多的事
And he did many works for the Lord
但是到晚年的时候
At the end of his years
他把他所有的财宝就给巴比伦的使者来看
And he displayed all the treasures in his house to the king of Babylon
一样都给隐藏起来
Nothing was hidden from him
不过
At the end,
犹太国所有的财宝连人都掳到巴比伦。
At the end, all the treasure and people were brought into captivity.
那个就是骄傲的结果。
That is the result of pride.
得领袖的人特别要注意这件事。
Those who are in the church leadership.Key of this matter. Spurgeon is my man greatly used by God. What did he say? He said, success can often enter into our head. How can I keep myself from pride?I remember. All the works are the works of the Lord. If the Lord does not want to use me, the Lord can use somebody else. And because of this, the Lord kept them in that humble spirit. Brothers and sisters,
要注意骄傲这件事。
You have to take heed to this matter of pride. Second,
嫉妒
jealousy.
当我们看见敌人被神用过于我们的时候
，When you see others are more useful to the Lord,
我们里面就生了嫉妒的。
We become envy.
嫉妒乃是做领袖的人一个极大的试探。
Envy or jealousy is one of the greatest confessions of a leader. Proverbs tells us, jealousy is the rottenness of your bones. Jealousy is a big problem. When the Lord delivered his people out of Egypt, the Lord raised three leaders. Moses, Aaron, and Mary. Moses was like the general, the king. Aaron was the priest. Mary was the prophet. The Lord used three leaders to brought his people out of Egypt to enter into the land of Canaan. We see that in Numbers
22.
Aaron and Miriam, they were jealous of Moses. Only God speaks to you and not speaks to us. Because of this jealousy. Moses was very meek. Some people say Moses is not a very meek person. Because Moses represents the law. So the artist, when they portrayed Moses, he was a very serious person. But the scripture says he is one of the meekest person on earth. How was he meek?
当他的姐姐、他的哥哥在那里嫉妒他的时候
，It's when his sister and his brother when they were jealous over him.
他一声都不响。
He did not open his mouth.
他接受。
He accepts.
这是温和。
That is humility.
他不为自己分辨。
He did not defend himself.
所以神就出来为他说。
And so God defends for him.
米利安就当了大马。
Marian became leprous.
但是摩西为他祷告。
But Moses prayed for her.
叫他得着医治。
And she was healed.
嫉妒
Jealousy.
这是一个很大的事。
It is a great temptation.
扫罗这样嫉妒大卫。
Saul was jealous of David.
这是一个很明显的例子。
It is a very clear case.
做一个领袖的人要小心。
So to be a leader,You have to be very careful.
第三
Sir,
做领袖的人还有一个试探
There's another danger.
就是受人的欢迎
That is the approval of man.
受人的拥护
The popularity.
哪一个人不喜欢人的称赞
Who does not want to be popular?
哪一个人不喜欢人的拥护呢？
Who does not want to feel felt about the people?
当神使用你的时候，
When God is using
you, 人这个帮助的时候，
Yes, when people are supporting you,
人就自然而然他要起来拥护你，
And they are there to uplift you.
但是弟兄姊妹要注意一点，
But brothers and sisters,
当你看见他的恩典赐给你领导别人的时候，
When you see that the grace of the Lord was imparted through you to others,
不错，你里面是有安慰，是有喜乐。
Sure that you have joy and you are comforted.
但是要记得，
But remember,
你不要因着这个缘故，
you, not because of this,
就让他们崇拜你像偶像一样。
You allow them to worship you as though you are an idol.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
在教会的历史中，
In the history of the
church, 我们看见许多被神大用的人，
We see many mighty servants of the Lord.
因为神用他做许多人做的帮助，
Because God used him to help many of his servants.
人的肉体自然而然去围绕这个人，
And then the flesh of those people, naturally they come andand they want to worship this person as though he was their God. And then he finally accepted their honor and worship, as though he was God himself. This is one of the reasons why many of God's servants have failed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
所罗门的祈祷就在这里。
The fall of Solomon was this way.
所罗门太智慧了。
Solomon was too wise.
世界各处的人都来听他智慧的。
All the people from all parts of the world come to hear, come to hear his word wisdom.
他智慧到一个地步。
He was so wise.
他说，我要试试。去做经验一切的事。
He said, I want to experience everything on this earth.
无论什么事我都要去经历。
Anything on this earth, I want to experience.
但是我要保持我的智慧。
But I want to preserve my wisdom.
结果呢？
At the end,
他样样都去试。
He experienced everything.
他娶了许多外邦的女人。
He had many wives.
他能保存他的智慧吗？
Can he preserve his wisdom?
他出来一个愚昧的人。
He became a very, unwise person.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
被人拥护是个极大的事态。
Allow people to approval is a great danger.
这个我们应当注意。
We have to take heed to this matter.
第四点。
Last, four.
一个做领袖的人认为他自己是不会错的，因此来这里。
Okay, the person thinks infallibility is also a great danger.
不错，一个人他如果多属灵一点
，It's true, the more you are spiritual,
因为圣灵在他里面引导他
，because the Holy Spirit is leading you，
所以他错的机会少一点。
It's sure that the opportunity to make mistakes is less。
一个活在肉体里面的人
，the one who lives in the flesh，
他一动就是错。
The moment you move，
他不动也错。
Even though if he did not move, he's wrong。
但是一个属灵的人
，but a spiritual person，
他错的机会少。
It'smake a mistake opportunity is much less.
因为有圣灵在那里管制，
because of the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
他不要忘记，
but do not forget.
他是一个人，
he's still a man.
因为他是一个人，他会错。
Because he's a man, he can be wrong.
不要到一个地步，认为说自己不会错。
Do not go to the point that you think you can never be wrong.
他说的话一定对的，
everything he says is correct.
他做的事一定对的，
everything he does is perfect.
他说的引导一定是正确的，
everything that he directs you to is the right way.
他对于圣经的读解一定是最正确的。
All his interpretation are correct.
如果一个领袖到了这样的地步，
if you arrive at such a point,
这一个人已经知道，
he had already fallen.
没有一个人是不会错的。
There is not one person who does not make mistakes.
我们必须要谦卑承认说我会错。
We have to confess.That we do make mistakes.
我们要谦卑接受指正。
We have to humble and accept correction.
彼得是个大的领袖。
Peter was a great leader.
他看见天上的异象。
He saw a heavenly vision.
有一块大布 从天上掉下。
There was a sheet came down from heaven.
里面有各种的走兽。
And inside there all kinds of beasts.
天上有声音说：“彼得起来，宰了吃。”
And there's a voice telling that Peter arise and eat.
彼得说不可以。
The Lord said no.
我从来没有吃过不洁净。
I never touch this unclean thing.
天上有声音说。
And the voice came to
me. 主说洁净你。
All those who the Lord has sanctified.
不要认为不洁净。
Do not consider common. 3 times.
然后哥尼流家里的人到了。
Then the messengers from the house of Cornelius arrived.
圣灵所去。
The Holy Spirit said, "Go."
Peter is 有异象的人。
Peter is a man who has vision.
但是。
But
后来他到安提亚去的时候。
When he went to Antioch,
他与外邦信徒的人一同吃饭。
He was eating with the Gentile Christians.
他实在看见说，在主里面不分犹太，不分外邦。
He saw in the Lord that he is a Jew or Gentile.
但是当耶路撒冷雅各那里有人来到安提亚的时候。
And so when there are saints from Jerusalem, from Jacob, James, visited Antioch.
他就发出来了。
And he was fearful.
他立刻就与外邦的基督信徒分头吃饭了。
He removed himself from the Gentile church.
他甚至也放了饭。
And even Barnabas went with Peter. Wrong.
保罗虽然年轻，
even Paul was younger.
他看见这件事与真理不合，
he thought this thing was not in line with the truth.
他就当人的面就指责彼得，
and he said Peter and corrected him.
感谢赞美主。
Thank God.
彼得他没有说我不会错。
Peter did not say I can never be wrong.
今天所谓彼得的圣洁人，那个 Pope.
Right.Today, even the Pope.
今天这些的 Pope 教王啊，这是彼得的痕迹。
Yeah, all the Popes are successors of Peter.
他们认为说他们不会错。
They thought they're infallible.
但是彼得他承认会错。
But Peter was infallible.
他也肯接受那个改正。
And he received correction.
那么最后。
Finally,
一个做领袖的人
to be a leader,
千万不要以为说你是一个不可缺少的人
as though that you are indispensable.
Yeah. 没有一个人是不可缺少
No one is indispensable.
谁有个用你的话
If God can use you,
你要感谢他们
You should thank him for it.
但是你不要以为说
But don't assume,
没有你
Without you,
人就没有办法。
God has no way.
你是完全不可缺少。
You are the one who is indispensable.
所以你一定要霸占在哪里头上。
So you have to occupy that place with hold on to your territory.
因为你是不可缺少。
Because you are indispensable.
没有这件事。
There's no such thing.
没有这件事。
No such thing.
我们看见。
We see.
一样去了。
Elijah is gone.
神兴起伊丽莎来。
God raised Elijah.
Moses 去了。
Moses gone.
神兴起约书亚来。
The Lord raised up Joshua.
十二个使徒去了。
All the prophets have gone.
保罗也去了。
Paul is gone.
神兴起提摩太。
The Lord raised up Timothy.
基督。
Titus.
希拉。
Silas.
这些都是一般的人。
All these people.
没有一个人是不可缺。
No one is indispensable.
千万不要以为你这个人是不可缺。
Do not think that you are indispensable.
没有你一生还能做工。
Without you, God still can do
anything. 也许没有你一生能做得更好。
In fact, without you, the Lord can do a greater work.
所以千万不要自夸。
So do not think much of yourself.
因为你是不可缺。
I thought you are somebody.
如果神兴起更能有用的人
If the Lord raised up who is more affectionate